Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
99-98 was your final. Philadelphia with a win, and what a heartbreaker for Golden State, but what a tremendous effort in the second half as they came from 24 down and had a chance to win the game. But the one thing they couldn't do on that final inbounds pass was turn the ball over, and they did. And you can just see that, you know, without their frontline guys, getting the ball inbounds took on a totally different experience. If you have Steph Curry or Jimmy Butler out there and you're trying to inbound the ball, a lot of gravity goes in their direction. They had none of that right at the end, and so it was very difficult to get the ball into play. But I think the Warriors have found out in these last two games that they can trust more players off the end of their bench than maybe they thought. And I think that's going to help coming down the way. And I really believe the Warriors can get off this trip either above 500 or just below 500. You got 4 days off at home. You got a home road set that is easy travel-wise, where you play at home Friday against Minnesota and then go up to Portland for a Sunday game. That's certainly a little bit better than last year when they had to fly 3.5 hours to Houston to play one game and then fly back. So I think they've got a chance to really catch up with some wins in December and January, because the schedule logistically evens up. I mean, even this trip is kind of a clunky NBA schedule. You go to Philadelphia and then go for two games in the Midwest and then you go home. You know, you'd much rather stay out for a week and get about six or seven games done and then head home. So just a really tough one to stomach. But again, it's early in the season. They just passed the quarter pole. They've got some positive things they can look at. But inbounding the ball was crucial at the end. They couldn't get it done, and that cost them the game and really ended what was a fantastic effort by their bench crew tonight. The Warriors' bench tonight got 14 points from D'Anthony Melton and Buddy Hield, and a total of 8 rebounds for Buddy. 10 points, 4 assists for Quinton Post, 16 for Pat Spencer. He scored 17 the other night against OKC, 16 tonight, and he had 4 rebounds and 4 assist on the game. Only starter in double figures was Moses Moody, as he had 14 in 23 minutes of play. But really, the bench crew got him back. Guy Santos played almost the entire fourth quarter. He had 4 points, but was a plus 15. Pat Spencer was a plus 17 on the night. Will Richard was a plus 10. And so they got a lot of good efforts off of guys that maybe aren't in the rotation when everybody gets back. But again, as I say, it's a long season, and you found out you can trust a couple of these players more than you thought. Can't say enough about Tyrese Maxey. He's one of the more unguardable guys in the NBA right now, having a fantastic season, finishes with 35, and had the monster block right at the end to save the game on D'Anthony Melton. And by the way, give Buddy Hield credit for throwing the ball in so quickly. Melton was streaking out. He was ahead of the play. And if Maxey doesn't make that superstar-type block, the Warriors may win that game on a layup by Melton, even though there was only 0.9 to go on the clock. Well, Philadelphia goes to 12-9. Warriors fall to 11-12 on the season. 28% from the floor from three for Golden State. And Philadelphia finished at 26%, 10 of 38 from beyond the arc. We've already given you our electrifying player of the game. You can tell you that Steve Kerr is going to be holding his post-game press conference here in just a few minutes. You can hear that on our post-game show on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. And that will have Steve's comments, and they're brought to you by Kia, the official vehicle partner of the Golden State Warriors.